camping, fishing, and the sharing of traditional stories and dances. It's all here on Regional Breakfast with Lana Reid at the One Arm Point Remote Community School for the launch of their very own book, Our World, Bata Jawi, Life at Ardialoon on ABC Kimberley.
Hi, my name is Kalisha.
Hi, my name is Akara.
Hi, my name is Lindell.
And we're from One Arm Point Community School.
They sure are. We are coming to you live from One Arm Point Remote Community School this morning. It is a very special day for the community here at Ardialoon. Later today, a very colourful and informative book called Our World, Bata Jawi, Life at Ardialoon is being launched. It's been written by the kids here at the school with the help of the cultural team, who teach the kids here at the school all about Bata Jawi, traditional culture and language. You will hear from some of those kids on today's broadcast, and you'll learn about this beautiful area a little bit more, and you'll hear from the cultural team and elders from Ardialoon. Starting now with the school principal, he's sitting opposite me. Steve Price is his name. Thank you for having me, Steve.
It's a pleasure having you here, Lana. Good morning.
Must be a proud moment for a principal to get this book finally out.
It's certainly been a long time coming, and a lot of people have put a great deal of work into it, and it's fantastic to see it sort of blossom and fruit at this stage. So.
Now, if you haven't seen or heard about the book, you can learn lots of interesting things about the Bata Jawi culture in this book. What's your favourite thing about this book?
Sure. Look, the favourite thing that I like about the book is just the underlying theme about elders and parents being involved in teaching cultural knowledge to their children, and doing it in a whole school context in some absolutely fascinating and varied environments.
There's 105 kids at the school. How do you go with numeracy and literacy here?
Sure. Look, we find that numeracy and literacy performance levels are very good at One Arm Point School. We outperform like schools, and we're looking at closing the gap in terms of mean scores with national means across literacy and numeracy.
And what about attendance?
Attendance is great. You know, it's one of the kids vote with their feet, and it's an indication about how popular this program is and other programs at the school. We've been able to sustain a strong attendance rate over the 3 years, and it's been plus 80%.
Hi, my name is Saki.
Hi, my name is Camus.
Hi, my name is Juwan.
And we're from One Arm Point School.
They sure are, and we are sitting at in the library at the One Arm Point School. We've got the book that's being launched today on my lap, and Saki, what did you draw in this book?
I drew a tiger shark.
You like tiger sharks?
Yeah.
Seen plenty of tiger sharks?
Yeah, saw one at the edge over at the reef. It was a big one.
A bit scary?
Yeah.
What's your favourite part of this whole book?
The stories that they told in here.
What story in particular?
Mudgaling and Lulul.
What's that about?
It's about the two sharks.
And what do they do in the story?
Well, like they fight in that. And one gets hit with a shield over the head. So that's how they named them the Hammerhead Shark, because his head looks like that.
This is Regional Breakfast with Lana Reid, broadcasting from the One Arm Point Remote Community School for the launch of their book, Our World, Bata Jawi, at Ardialoon on ABC Kimberley.
Hi, my name is Saki. I am from One Arm Point, and I like learn how to catch fishes and do fish poisoning. You can get turtle legs from up the beach, and I like going to the school for pretty much everything. And you're listening to Lana on the ABC.
Well, what's the best way to pass down Indigenous traditions, culture and language? Well, since 2008, the One Arm Point Remote Community School has had a program which does just that. It's called the Cultural Program, which is made up of elders and community members who pass on their knowledge to ensure that the Bata Jawi traditional culture and language is kept alive. They've also been very instrumental in helping the kids with this new book. I am joined by two of them now, Jackie Hunter and Dorothy Davey. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel hearing those kids talk about the book?
We're really proud of it, and it's something that never happened before at One Arm Point.
Why do we need a cultural team?
because it's very important to our culture.
Hi, my name is Kalisha.
Hi, my name is Akara.
Hi, my name is Lindell.
And we're from Wanam Point Community School.
What do you want people to take away from this book?
Memories of how they learned things and how they lived long time in the islands without thing, and they taught us about always be thankful of what you're given. Never want more than just that, because long ago people didn't have houses like they have now and things what we have now, so we're pretty special.
Gona Jolulin Amba Agal Urang Bawa Ngai Nganga Jisera. Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, and children. My name is Jisera. I am from Arialun community. Our body culture program is all about keeping our culture and language alive. We would like to thank you to our community and school.
As I was walking to Jargo Beach, I saw above me a flying boonging.
As you can see, I have here beside me elders, and these people beside me is a part of a journey that when language and culture were slowly dying away from us. I shouldn't say dying, it's just been lying down. Because sometimes when we were growing up, we weren't allowed to speak or practice culture. So, but we have kept it within ourselves. But it was just lying down, ready to be watered. And now it's all happening because we're here today. We're going to have a big celebration for this. Our old people had dreams too. And I'm sure these dreams are coming alive. They're coming to reality today. It's real now, you know. These were the dreams that were set by old people. We want our kids to talk our language, to practice our culture. Walk hand in hand with the cultures of the Western world. I just officially launch our world, and like Rivenia Violet say, Aradu Jaraburu, our world in body. Thank you.
I see you.